This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stocks ended the week with a thud, closing down on Friday as investors pulled back from the heady gains of big tech names, chiefly Nvidia. The February jobs report also showed an uptick in the unemployment rate, bolstering investor confidence that the Federal Reserve will cut rates following its June meeting, but the momentum fizzled by the end of the trading day. The S&P 500 lost 0.7% after logging another record close on Thursday, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 0.2% with losses paired by a pop in Apple shares. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2% after a sharp gain the previous day. Shares of Nvidia fell more than 5% after a record-breaking hot streak. Friday's non-farm payrolls report showed the U.S. economy added 275,000 jobs in February, once again zooming past Wall Street expectations. However, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%, its first increase in 4 months. Futures on the three major averages were trading in red figures ahead of the jobs data. The market received a boost this week as Chair Jerome Powell told lawmakers that the Federal Reserve is not far from being confident inflation is in the right place for the central bank to start bringing down borrowing costs. Showing how the wind is blowing elsewhere, policymakers from the European Central Bank lined up to support a rate cut before their summer break as inflation falls faster than expected. Meanwhile, Bank of Japan officials are said to be warming to the idea of finally lifting rates out of the negative zone. On the corporate front, Costco shares fell 7% after its quarterly sales miss overshadowed an earnings beat. Broadcom's revenue beat and forecast for $10 billion in sales of AI-linked chips failed to impress investors, sending the stock over 6% lower. In commodities, gold futures continued to rally as spot gold eyed its biggest weekly jump in 5 months amid optimism for a mid-year Fed rate cut. And just as the most influential and popular cryptocurrency set an all-time record, briefly surpassing $70,000, SEC Chair Gary Gensler offered new warnings about cryptocurrencies, saying in an interview with Yahoo Finance's Jennifer Schoenberger that the whole field is rife with abuses and fraud. Investors, he added, should be aware that Bitcoin is a highly speculative, volatile underlying asset. His remarks come amid a crypto resurgence. Bitcoin this week reached levels that investors have not seen since the 2021 boom, climbing out from the doldrums of the 2022 crash. The latest rally was sparked by demand from a series of spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds that started trading in January after receiving approvals from the SEC. Gensler voted in favor of those ETFs. On Friday, he said of that decision that I thought it was the most straightforward path forward. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.